Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. Oh my, we have gone from almost 90 degrees back to early spring, and now summer's back, and hasn't it been wonderful? Sit back, look out the window, notice the beauty you see in God's creation, and enjoy your morning cup. Today we are looking at verse 26 in the creation story in Genesis 1. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule or have dominion over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." I would like you to keep in mind that God entrusted all these beautiful elements of His creation to our care. He gave man and woman responsibility for the care of the garden and animals He had made, and He saw that what He had done was good. The creation of this earth and all that makes it up is a mystery to me, but Genesis 1 tells us clearly that God created a place that was defined by His nature, one of love, care, and responsibility. Now, according to archaeological evidence, between 30,000 and 15,000 years ago, the first domesticated animal of all those God gave us to enjoy was probably a type of wolf. I can just imagine some child finding a tiny wolf puppy and falling in love with its antics. The little puppy followed the child around, being fed, petted, and named. And as time passed, the relationship grew as the puppy grew. That's a pretty simplistic way of looking at it, but somehow it happened. Today, dogs come in different sizes, shapes, breeds, and mixes of breeds. So often, mixed breed dogs are taken for granted and not valued. You can't sell them, so if a purebred mates with a different breed, the litter can be a headache for the owner to dispose of. That brings me to a story of one such pup who decided at some point to check out the land beyond his home yard, whether he got lost and couldn't find his way home, or he was looking for food or water, it isn't known. But one day, he ran across a street of moving traffic and was hit by a car. His pelvis was broken, but somehow managed to get up and get off the road. Hurt, lost, and possibly hungry, he hid to rest. It is assumed from that point he continued to roam, looking for a place, a person of safety. But instead, he must have ventured into territory where he was unwanted and was shot 3 times with a pellet gun. Perhaps that person called animal control, and thankfully he was picked up and taken to the pound. That was better than any place he'd been before. He was fed and felt safer. He didn't realize it, of course, but this was a place he could be adopted. But his coat was mangy with sores, and he was thin, so no one seemed interested. Then one day, not long before he was to be put to sleep, his cage was opened, a leash put around his neck, and a lady took him outside and put him in a crate along with several other crated dogs. When the vehicle they were in stopped, the dogs were taken into a building with bars on the doors and windows, and into a room where some men were seated around. He made eye contact with one of them, who smiled, came over, and spoke softly to him. This young man was a prisoner in the jail and was part of the Fulton County Cellmates Program. The dogs were brought to the jail for the purpose of the inmates experiencing compassion for others and responsibility. They were expected to feed, water, bath, nurse, exercise, and train their dogs and gain job skills under the direction of a professional dog trainer. The young man, took his responsibility seriously and named the young dog Apollo. After several weeks together, the dogs in the cellmates program were put up for adoption. Interestingly, a trainer we knew worked in the program in New Georgia, and I had recently lost our dog, Zena. She thought Apollo would be a good match for us and brought him for a home visit. Yes, this is our Apollo's story. We fell for him immediately. He had a shiny black coat, knew how to sit, wait, stay, and bark at strangers. He had big brown eyes and his tail never stopped wagging. He had found a safe home at last. I look at this sweet dog who's sitting at my feet snoring and has become such a part of our lives. He follows me every step I take and seems to know when I'm not feeling very well. In the first year of the cancer and chemo, he was a needed companion for both George and I. He needed to walk, and I needed to walk, so he motivated me to go. We made friends with a woman in the neighborhood who walked her dog. She was going through a difficult time in her life, too, and we have supported each other through our journeys. On one of our walks in the park, Apollo saw a young woman without a dog and literally pulled me to her. She was here on business, lonely. She loved dogs and had two of her own at home in another state. She comes here periodically on business, and we have become friends. Now she uses the podcast to teach non-English-speaking women about Jesus. I wonder how Apollo made it through all the trauma to end up being spoiled with love and attention. It seems the Lord was looking out for this little dirty pup, as he does when we are lost and hurting. He apparently had work for him to do. The pup was saved from death by a woman who cared for lost dogs and lost men. She chose him to teach a lost young man about love and compassion. Once that job was done, he moved on to Georgia and me, where he is responsible for connections with others who have needed a friend, support, and exposure to the love of Jesus. His presence has blessed us with companionship and laughter. He receives frequent belly rubs and scratching of ears, ball throwing, new toys to chew up, all the things he missed as a pup. This story reminds me that the dogs and cats, birds, tigers, flowers of the field, earth, sky, waters, and you and me are all part of the same creation. Our lives are intertwined in ways we often do not recognize. We humans are not outside all creation looking in. We are a part of all created things, and we are all dependent on and in need of each other. Verse 26 in the creation story emphasizes that mankind, you and me, were given dominion, responsibility to look after all the plants and animals of creation. And Jesus tells us to love God the Creator with our whole heart, mind, and strength. To love God means to love all His creation. The land, the sky, nature in front and in back of us, ourselves, and others. Let us pray. Lord, please broaden our awareness of your presence in all that is, and help us to grasp that all is intertwined with all that is. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.